Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. I'm your host, Otten Chimik, and here I'm ready to start today's brand new episode of the Cultural Heritages of Mongolia series, which is about Mongolian script and art of Mongolian calligraphy. So please listen to this interesting topic after the daily news and a musical break as usual. Please stay tuned. Here is the news. President grants credentials to newly appointed ambassadors. On September the 15th, President Hursuk presented the letters of credence to the newly appointed ambassadors of Mongolia to the Republic of Belarus, Federal Republic of Germany, Kazakhstan, and the Republic of Turkey. At the event, President Hursuk requested the ambassadors to work in a disciplined and orderly manner for raising the reputation of the country and respecting the national interest of Mongolia. The president also instructed the ambassadors to put more efforts into protecting the interest of Mongolian nationals, especially preventing them from being involved in crime, inheriting and disseminating the Mongolian language, history, culture, and traditions, promoting Mongolia in the country they stationed, as well as attracting investment. Speaker participates in virtual meeting on International Day of Democracy. Chairman of the State Great Parliament, Mr. Zandenschetter, addressed a virtual meeting on role of legislature in fostering effective and meaningful democracy on September the 15th, the International Day of Democracy. Speakers from Austria, Guinea, Italy, Maldives, Sri Lanka, and the United Arab Emirates took part in the event organized by Lok Sabha, the lower house of Indian Parliament. In his remarks, Speaker Zandenschetter said Mongolia, as the previous chair and the current governing council member of the Community of Democracies, would be pleased to contribute to strengthening democracy in not only its region but in the world and to develop active and open cooperation with countries in that effort. The International Day of Democracy is a day that highlights the role of national parliaments in democracy, as well as the importance of ensuring justice, peace, prosperity, and human rights, added the speaker, extending greetings. Minister of Defense receives Ambassador of Canada. On September the 15th, Minister of Defense Mr. Seichenbayer received Ambassador of Canada to Mongolia, Catherine Ivko. At the start of the meeting, Minister Seichenbayer expressed gratitude to the Government of Canada for cooperating in involving military personnel in educational training, such as long-term language courses for English and French, English language teacher training, and short-term courses and training for peacekeeping. In turn, Ambassador Catherine Ivko thanked the Minister of Defense for involving the non-resident Canadian defense attaché based in Beijing, as well as military training instructors of Canada in the annual Conquest International Exercise organized in Mongolia. Alongside exchanging views on bilateral relations and especially relations in the defense sector, current state of cooperation and future measures for its development, the two sides discussed the situation in Afghanistan as well as regional security. Expressing satisfaction in the continuous development of cooperation between the two countries over the years, they agreed to further develop bilateral relations in the defense sector and especially military education and cooperate in many other matters in the future. Administration of booster shot to be accelerated. At the Cabinet's regular meeting on September the 15th, Minister of Health Mr. Ingvold gave updates on the COVID-19 situation and ongoing response measures, emphasizing the necessity of monitoring businesses' compliance with their responsibility agreements. As the number of infections grows, caseloads are increasing and hospitals are running out of beds, said the minister. Prime Minister Mr. Oyunirden ordered Minister Ingvold and Governor of the capital city and Mayor of Ulaanbaatar Mr. Sumiyabatar to increase the hospital beds and to improve patient flow at hospitals. Mongolia's vaccination rate has reached 65% and 212,000 people have received the third dose. The Prime Minister stressed the importance of giving increased focus to administering the booster dose to 60% of the target group by the end of the year and increasing the number of vaccination sites and gave an order to bar government organizations from organizing public events and conferences. French senators visit National Cancer Center of Mongolia. Representatives led by Chair of the French-Mongolian Friendship Group in the Senate of France, Philippe Moller, who are paying a visit to Mongolia at the invitation of Chair of the Mongolia-France Parliamentary Group, Qin Burung, visited the National Cancer Center of Mongolia. At a meeting held during the visit, Acting Director General of the Center, Mr. Irden Hu, said, "Our doctors and nurses enhance their skills at cancer hospitals and centers in France, and French healthcare professionals provided training in numerous fields. French surgeon Michael Gilliatt gave financial assistance in fully equipping NCCM's Department of Liver, Gallbladder, and Pancreas when it was established in 2008. His colleagues and students are now successfully localizing his practices. The French senators undertook to provide full support, training professionals and conducting research for early cancer diagnosis and treatment, and the sites agreed to have more in-depth discussion at their next online meeting." Alright, that's all for today's daily news. Now let's have a musical break.
Again.
Welcome back. Here we are ready to start the edition about Mongolian script and Mongolian calligraphy in our Cultural Heritage of Mongolia series. Hope you enjoy it. Well, first of all, we wanted to talk briefly about the origin and the history of Mongolian traditional script. Because the art of Mongolian calligraphy is inseparable tradition of the Mongolians promotes the traditional script. The alphabet created was captured by Turkic tribes when the Mongolians defeated the Naimans is now known as the Uyghur script, the classical or traditional Mongol script, the old script or Mongol Pichik in Mongolian. The classical or traditional Mongolian script was used as the foundation for the Mongolian alphabet. It was the first writing system created specifically for the Mongolian language and was the most widespread. Furthermore, after the Democratic Revolution, the script became a compulsory subject in schools and its popularity has been steadily increasing. It was based on the Tibetan script, but what it was used is uncertain. In 1567, the translator and scholar Ayush added extra letters to the traditional Mongol script to make it possible to write loan words from Tibetan, Sanskrit, and Chinese in Mongolian texts. In February 1941, the Mongolian government abolished the traditional Mongolian script, and from 1st of February to 25th of March in 1941, Mongolian was written with the version of the Latin alphabet. Then the Cyrillic alphabet was adopted as the official writing system in Mongolia. The official reasons for abandoning the Latin alphabet were the spelling system used didn't correctly represent the sounds of Mongolian very well, but books and newspapers were published in the Latin alphabet, and the decision to switch to the Cyrillic alphabet might have been political. The traditional Mongolian script is known by a wide variety of names. Because of its similarity to the old Uyghur alphabet, it became known as the Uyghur-Mongol script. During the communist era, when Cyrillic became the official script for the Mongolian language, the traditional script became known as the old Mongol script, in contrast to the new script referring to Cyrillic. The difference in alphabets has split the Mongolian people, with 3 million living in Mongolia and writing in Cyrillic, and nearly 6 million in Inner Mongolia, a Chinese region, who use the traditional script is based. Traditional Mongolian is written vertically. Each letter of classical Mongolian alphabet has always four versions. It depends on the position of the letter in the word. The letter can stand alone or in initial, medial, or final position. The reed pen was the writing instrument of choice until the 18th century, when the brush took its place under Chinese influence. Pens were also historically made of wood, reed, bamboo, bone, bronze, or iron. Ink used was black or cinnabar red and written with the birch bark, paper, clothes made of silk or cotton, and wooden or silver plates. Alright, let's continue the program with a talk on Mongolian calligraphy, an art which promotes Mongolian traditional script. In 2013, Mongolian calligraphy was inscribed on the UNESCO list of intangible cultural heritage in need of urgent safeguarding. Historically, Mongolian calligraphy is an ancient form of art. It has very ancient origin, dating back to the 7th BCE. It's an artistic writing and also fine art. The arrangement of different scripts and letters worked out and used by the Mongolians has a history of almost 2,000 years. The Mongolian calligraphy is a demonstration of specific artistic abstract thinking of artists. It has been developing in close relationship with poetry and fine arts. The Mongolian calligraphy is considered to be developed with the inception of the traditional Mongolian script. the Genghis Khan steel or inscribed monument, which was created around 1224, is an ancient memento, a memory at the same time, as well as a monument and a very rare subject of research and studies regarding the Mongolian calligraphy. There has been little study of the origin and evolution of the traditional Mongolian script and calligraphy in Mongolia. Mongolian scholars claim that the Mongolian traditional script was created specifically for the Mongolian language and for moving of fingers that makes the writing easier and quicker. Also, it expresses specific intelligence of the Mongolians. The Mongolian script has plenty of symbolic means, and its images of the alphabet present cultural advantages of the Mongolian nomads. Furthermore, the calligraphy of Mongolian script is being greatly developed today in several artistic directions, such as symbolism, realism, and naturalism. One interesting fact is that practicing calligraphy can substitute for meditation. It has two potential for relieving stress, so now let's get to know more about how calligraphy affects people who are practicing this art.
I myself, as a minister of culture, wanted to be a role model in acquiring one of our heritages. So I decided that calligraphy might be my very easy choice to inherit something valuable that came to my generation. I soon discovered that it was a very good choice. When you start writing calligraphy, all your anger disappears somehow. Somehow this art of writing makes you concentrate into the beautiful moves of the letters, and somehow you become very placid person. Because I started calligraphy classes while I had a very, very intensive job schedule, my day was just filled with stresses and the deadlines and the meetings and the obligations. So I needed quiet, calm interruptions once in a while. So calligraphy actually improved my character by giving me peace when I wanted to have that peace. For example, in Mongolia, meditation classes take so much time. They require you to turn off all your connections and displace yourself into a very calm place. And then you have to spend weeks sometimes just to meditate. But I don't have that time. I don't afford meditation practices at all just because I don't have time. But calligraphy, even you are doing it for half an hour, you feel like your brain just became calmer. You just become calmer. So maybe you can call it meditation, but for me it was just quiet, just flying away from everyday hecticness, just to be calm. Yeah.
At the present time, Mongolian calligraphy, a very important form of indigenous art, is still relatively rare. More recently, however, this artwork has become a bit more prevalent as a small number of artists have become increasingly involved in the creation of this work. Calligraphers also practice brush techniques to complement their art pieces. One of the scarcely used brush techniques is flying white. The flying white owes its name to a special brush technique applied during writing that leaves behind ribbon-like white lines, giving an impression of jumping or leaping on the paper surface without losing contact with it, all executed in one stroke. A comprehensive description of the nature and significance of this art has, however, yet to be made available to both the Mongolian people at home and interested people abroad as well. Due to this, many kinds of calligraphy exhibitions are being organized. One of them is the Art of Mongolian Calligraphy. It displays the works of calligraphers who are distinguished by their own style. Also, the exhibition features the four different types of calligraphy that promote the inherent history and beauty of Mongolian calligraphy art. So now let's listen to the impression of Canadian man who attended there.
Yeah, for me, I think It does look ancient. I know it's probably just the stains on it, but it looks like it's quite an old piece. And I really like these different squares here and the textures. Here it's a different texture. So it looks like, I don't know, like you can see in the canvas that there are bumps, there are ridges. And I like that they chose, for the color of the script, they chose a really like a muted gray, and it's not just like a stark black. So the silver looks quite nice. I think this is definitely my favorite piece. And just a tiny bit of color at the bottom corner of red just really pops out. And I always like these stamps that they put on these different pieces. I think it really adds something interesting. Like it would be lacking without that little red stamp in the corner.
I think each piece has this like red stamp.
Is that the artist's signature? Is that their piece?
So.
Yeah, that's yes. That's what I had heard, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, this piece called Composition.
I like the geometry of these pieces because myself, like I used to paint a little bit, and I loved using geometrical shapes in my paintings. So I think that's why this speaks to me, just because there's a number of rectangles and squares throughout the piece, but it still has the stains that aren't put into different shapes. So I like it.
That was the Canadian expert who was at the Art of Calligraphy exhibition. Modern Mongolians are learning traditional script and practicing calligraphy. For Mongolians, the philosophy of unbending human spirit lies within our script. That's why this precious heritage must be kept sacred and be passed on to generation to generation. Special measures are needed to attract young people to the traditional art of writing and to safeguard and revitalize the tradition of Mongolian script and calligraphy. And whenever we see Mongolian calligraphy, we can feel genuine freedom and spiritual emotion. Whenever we write traditional script, it puts all our manners in the right place. Alright, it's time to finish today's program, which was about Mongolian script and an art of Mongolian calligraphy. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye until we talk to you again.
Олос хариглан гогцоорч навч намаа сэрчгэн уянгалахыг бас жавртай шүн тэнгэрийн одод жингэнэлтхийг ангийн халуунд нарны алтан нэлтэс газар шархам буухыг зүрх сэтгэлээрээ мэдрэм баясхын тулд чи амд явах ёстой. Хамтдан туулах сан, хан хураа мастадин
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. 바이 스테.